My name is Blaine Sigel. I was the artist in residence at Wilkinsburg High School for the 2012-2013 year. I'm a multimedia artist, multifaceted, dealing with a lot of different issues. For this particular show, Enough Violence, the gallery reached out to me because they found out that Wilkinsburg High School was statistically the most violent high school in Pennsylvania. When I first started thinking about this show and response to violence in society, I went back to a piece I'd done a few years ago where I was commenting on the perception of violence with soldiers in war acclimating back into the United States. As divisive as violence can be, it's also a very bonding experience between people because all people experience it. We're all brothers, we're all sisters. And Malala Yousafzai, that's the Pakistani education rights teenager who was shot in the head by the Taliban for trying to educate herself and other girls, her and her friends. So then I started thinking about how, you know, she's 15. My students at Wilkinsburg High School are the exact same age she is. These kids in Western Pennsylvania and Malala, so many thousands of miles away, both struggling with education and violence. How do they meet? So it was that, again, violence is a bonding factor. That's what led to the pieces that I've done for this show. The original idea going in was to show the beauty the students, the children, are still capable of being in this perceived environment of violence. There's always someone walking through the hall, they're either singing or they're clapping their hands, they're doing something musical, just with no audience, just a singular form of expression in this school that is boring and plain. Having this relationship with these kids has impacted my work and made me feel like I have a voice to say something about this. We all suffer violence. No matter who you are in the world, we're all gonna suffer. It's how you respond to that that really matters. That's ultimately what's gonna save humanity if it needs saving. It's what's gonna leave humanity forth, is how you respond to struggle, how you respond to adversity and violence.